When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, mental health, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder and said traits and victims and the thrivers too, yo. Today's episode is going to be entitled Every Level is a New Devil, inspired by my man Steve from VA. Every level is definitely a new devil. Whether you want to leave a narcissist or stay with a narcissistic person, every level is going to be a new devil in the situation. What I mean by that is the fact that every step of the way, you're going to face new challenges and new threats and new things like that. So if you're ready to leave a narcissistic person, step one of the thing is making the decision to leave. It's not taking the action of leaving. It's making the decision to leave. Okay, I'm done. It's over. It doesn't mean you leave that exact same day because everybody's situation is going to be different, correct? So at this level right here, this step right here after the decision, you have to think of so many different things. Okay, I'm ready to leave. Yes, I'm empowered. I'm ready. What about the kids? Here comes the devil. The devil's creeping in. What about the kids and the schooling and the things like that? What about the money and the finances and the things like that? What about the co-parenting schedule and the things like that? What about the court? Can I afford court? Can I do this? You know, what are they going to take me to court? They're going to have me in court for the rest of my life. What about, they're going to turn the kids against me. Blah, blah, blah. You see how that works? Every level, every step that you take in these processes is going to incur new problems and new issues. That's why people are just like, why don't you just leave? Why just leave? I would just leave. If I was in your situation, I would just leave. It's always easier said than done. Just leave. See, I just said it. It's so easy. But your situation is going to be different because you have different moving pieces. Finances are going to be different. Location are going to be different. Friends and family support systems are going to be different. What happens if I do leave? What happens between our mutual friends? Is their family going to still like me? Is my family going to turn on me? Are my friends going to turn on me? Are the kids going to hate me? Listen to all this stuff. Every step that you take on the path is a new thing that you have to fight against. A new devil. Every level is a new devil. So after you take the step of wanting to leave, now you put the action plan into place. What comes next in these situations? What comes next? Are you going to stay there? Like, where are you going to go? Where are you going to live? There's always different conflicts and different circumstances that are going to arise if you're ready to leave or if you're ready to stay. Because if you're going to stay, the same questions can be asked. How's my mental health going to stay? How's my mental health going to stay afloat? If I set boundaries, are they going to push against them? Are they going to become physically violent? What if they get mad? What if they leave me after I decided to stay? What if they replace me? What if they just leave me with the kids? What if they take the kids? So many different things. Every single level is going to be a new devil. Every time you come up with an idea, there's going to be some kind of conflict or something to push against it. I want to say action. Actions almost always trump words, y'all. They just always do. You can think about it, write it down. Because every step of the way is probably going to be more difficult. But once you leave, if you want to leave, make the action plan, put it in order, and just take action. What happens if you're leaving while they're at work or something like that, or you get off work early to get home and move out and stuff like that? What if they pop up? What if they pop up? Are they going to stop me? What if they get me arrested? What if this happens? What if they get me to react? What if they put me in jail? What if they take my kids? What if they cut me off from the finances? What if they... Y'all, making a plan is going to be the best thing that you can do, regardless. Staying or leaving, you have to make a plan. You just have to. I know people just always come over here and just like, Lee, you tell everybody to leave. I don't tell everybody to leave. I say choose happiness. What does happiness look like for you? If happiness means staying and tolerating, that's you. That's you. You make your decision. You know what I mean? Choose what happiness looks like for you and your family. What are you willing to tolerate? Are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are the gains? What are the losses? Because every level, every step you take is a new devil you have to face. Honestly, let's just say you do leave and you're out of the house. You finally move into your new spot. You're moving with your parents. You're moving with your friends, wherever you go. Sometimes you go to a shelter, a men's or women's shelter. Sometimes you end up there. If this is the life that you want, what's the next step? You might have to find a job. You might have to do with finances. Communication with the other parent. Are you going to completely cut them off? Communication with the narcissistic ex. Are you completely cut them off? How can you go no contact? Do you have any assets together? Do you have to separate? You mean, I'm just telling you, every step you take, make a plan, y'all, and understand that this stuff is, like, this is the type of stuff that people don't talk about that you have to consider when you're deciding to leave or you're deciding to stay. It just absolutely, you have to consider every single thing that can come. But don't let it get overwhelming to the point where it stops you. If you want to leave, that's why I say you need to make up solutions. What ifs? Ask yourself the what ifs. If you want to leave, make your leaving plan and come up with scenarios that if this happens, I'm still going to leave. I just have to readjust because every level is going to be a new devil. What if you're packing up, leaving, and they come home from work early? What happens then? And they stop you. They tear out. They kick the movers. It's their house too. Remember, they kick the movers out. They kick the parents of your friends out. What happens then? What happens? Like, every level is going to be a new devil. What if they go to therapy? What if they try to make changes? What if they lie to me? I'm just telling you. Prepare. Preparation is what's going to save you regardless. If you want to stay, you want to leave, preparation is key. Prepare. Prepare, of course, plan for the worst. Plan for the best. Prepare for the worst. That's what it is. Because every step you take is going to be a new battle. It just is, y'all. Once you get out of there, am I going to find love again? Am I going to be lonely? How long does it take to heal? What if I attract another narcissist? What if I pick another narcissist? What if I find somebody worse? Is it better for me to just stay in this situation? That way, at least I know what I'm going to get. I'm just telling you, all these questions are going to pop up into your head. They just are. That way, you have to write this stuff down to make a concise plan just in case things happen. Talk this stuff out. Talk it out. Find it. If you can afford a therapist, find a therapist to help you out. Finally, get a support system of people that you can trust and not going to tell the person regardless. Whether you leave or if you're contemplating leaving or contemplating staying, tell people that you can trust. You know what I mean? And watch out for well-intended bad advice to y'all. Because every level is a new devil. When you leave, if you do successfully leave or you do successfully stay, whatever your plan is, and a lot of people want to leave. So if your plan is to leave, watch out for people telling you to go back. Because you might be living your best life. Times are going to get hard. You're going to be sad. You might stay up all night crying. You might be angry. You might can't sleep. You might can't eat. And somebody's going to swoop into you. One of your support system friends is going to say, maybe you should just go back. It wasn't that bad, was it? At least you were eating. At least you were healthy. At least you didn't look like you were sad all the time. Look, I'm just telling you. Watch out for well-intended bad advice. You have to surround yourself with the right people. Every level, every step you take is going to be a new battle that you face. You mean? I'm just telling you, if you want to leave, you have to prepare for it. All this stuff, like I've talked to so many different survivors that these scenarios happen, these situations happen, and they weren't prepared for them, and they end up having to go back. So the husband or wife came home while they're moving out. And typically it's the wife moving out. I ain't gonna trip on y'all like that. Y'all don't understand that situation goes. They came home while they were moving out, kicked everybody out the house. They didn't prepare for it. They ended up having to stay 2-3 extra years. They weren't prepared for it. The person came home, kicked everybody out, cried, begged, pleaded for another chance, and they felt like they wasted 2 more years giving another chance because they just kept cheating. Kept doing everything they said they were going to stop doing. Prepare. I'm not telling you, I'm not doing this video to coerce you into staying. You know, that's the hell, I wouldn't do no shit like that. I'm just doing this video to just help you plan out your escape plan if you're planning one out. Because every step you take is going to be new conflicts, new thoughts are going to pop into your head. Fear might take over. But courage is not the absence of fear. It's acknowledging the fear and acting in it. Be courageous. Be courageous. That's what I'm just telling you. This video is not intended to talk you out of leaving. It's to talk you and empower you to understand that once you take these necessary steps, different obstacles might come into play that you might not have planned for. You might, what if you, yeah, we've got a baby on the way. Oh God, I'm pregnant. Or I got a pregnant. Now, if I leave now, what's going to happen? People are going to look at me like I left my pregnant wife. People are going to look at me like I left my pregnant, left my husband while I was pregnant. And, you know, while I was with the child. They think I'm separated. They think I'm breaking the family up. All these thoughts are going to go through your head and they're perfectly normal, y'all. That's what I'm just trying to prepare you for, because if you want to leave, a lot of people don't see this stuff coming and they come out and it hinders them from leaving. It just does. And again, I'm not telling you to leave. I'm just preparing you in case you want to do that. And if you want to stay, again, that's on you. I can't live your life. This is your life. You only get one to live. Is it worth it staying? Stay. I'm just saying, if you're going to stay, this is your life. Typically, it doesn't get better. I know, but believe there's 1% chance it can get better, right? Are you willing to go 99 against 1? So you got 99 glasses of water on the table. You got 100 glasses of water on the table, right? All 99 are poisonous. One is clear water. You're dying of thirst. Are you going to take that chance right there? When you put it into perspective like that, if there's a 1% chance that narcissistic partner you have will change for the better, but it's in one of those glasses, are you willing to drink that? Are you willing to test it? They all look alike too. They all look alike. They all bubbling. They all got ice in them too. So you got poison on the rocks right now. You got some poison on the rocks. Are you willing to take that, to find that one glass that is not poisonous? You know what I mean? You put it like that, people are just like, I'm willing to do 1% chance. 99 of these glasses of ice poison are on the table. Which one are you going to pick? You going to pick the right one? I'm just telling you, that's the percentage chance. I'm just putting it into a visual view for you, because people say 99%, 1%, 1% is still high. You know what I mean? 1% of a billion is still a lot, but 1% of 1% of 100 is not. There's one. It's not. I'm just telling you, be careful which glass you pick. Be careful which cup you pick, because life is like what Jim Rohn said. Life is both coffee and sugar. Life is both sugar and cyanide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stand guard at the door of your mind. Anyway, y'all, I gotta hop off here. I got a 1-on-1 here in a second. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Every level is a new devil. Shout out to Steve. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Mental illness is out. Peace.